Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is, whoever is granted wisdom has certainly been given much good. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, to whom belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on earth. And He is the one to whom belongs all praise, both in this world and the next. He is the wise, the acquainted. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, for He is the one without any partners. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent Him to all people to recite unto them His verses and to inform them of His signs and to teach them the book and wisdom and to purify them. O Allah, bless him, and grant your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. As for what follows, we adjoin you, O slaves of Allah, to the taqwa of Allah, both in private and in public, and to adhere to wisdom in both words and actions. For the essence of all wisdom is taqwa, and this is what is tasked and required of us by our nourishing and sustaining Lord. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And remember the favor of Allah upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which He instructs you, and have taqwa of Allah. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, indeed the faculty of wisdom is a praiseworthy attribute and a noble characteristic. For it has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala numerous times in His book, in His divine revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself by this attribute of wisdom when He says, إِنَّهُ أَنَا اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, I am Allah, the exalted in might and the wise. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates this attribute of wisdom with His glorious revelation itself, for He says, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, Yasin, by the wise Quran. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the prophets, being amongst the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were especially bestowed with this attribute of wisdom. So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how He granted His beloved Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family wisdom. For He says, فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So we gave him the book and wisdom to the descendants of Ibrahim. He also elsewhere mentions how He granted wisdom to the Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu salam, saying, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةِ, and we gave him wisdom. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about His Prophet Isa alayhi salam says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. And when Jesus came with clear signs, He said, indeed, I have come to you with wisdom. So brothers and sisters, hikmah or wisdom holds a high value in our religion, and it encompasses multiple praiseworthy virtues. For example, it is through wisdom that a person is able to adopt the way of guidance and take the way of righteousness in every affair. It is through wisdom that one is able to discern between that which is good and that which is corrupting. It is through wisdom that a person is able to desist and abstain from that which is reprehensible. It is wisdom that allows a person to place things in their proper context, to know when to speak, to know when not to speak, to know when to act, and to know when not to act in a certain way, to know what is the right manner to adopt at the right time. So a person who has wisdom is a person who has been endowed with the faculty of discernment and insight. And these are people who not just have their share of knowledge, but they also have an awareness and an understanding and a comprehension of how to apply that knowledge. And this is why it is these people who inevitably are from those who are righteous and whose actions are virtuous. And about them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Only those who remember are the people of أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of understanding. So it is the people of understanding who are the people who truly know. These are the people who understand and apply knowledge in the way that entails a true understanding. And that is why many a time wisdom has been compared to a light by which people are guided to the truth and can foresee the consequences of their actions. It is said that a wise man was once asked, "What does wisdom command?" And the man replied, "It commands everything whose effect is praiseworthy, and it commands the desisting from everything whose harm is recognized in terms of consequences." So one of the wisdoms of an individual is to ensure that before they speak or act, that their intellect is not preceded by their tongue. In other words, they don't do something that they later come to regret and have remorse for. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that is concise and comprehensive with regards to advice." And amongst the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him was, لا تكلم بكلام تعتذر منه. Do not speak about that which you will later come to apologize for. So brothers and sisters, we can see this, that sometimes it is better to be silent, to have silence. Man samata najah, someone who is silent is ultimately saved from the fitna that can sometimes be, or the tribulations that can sometimes be involved with speaking in a way that is not wise and in a way that one later will wish they hadn't spoke. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 3 times, "Rahim Allahu imra'an takallama fa ghanim aw sakata fa salim." He said, "May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on a person who speaks and gains, or remains silent and is safe." And this is something that the Quran joins us to when it says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That not a word does a person utter, except that there is a watcher over them ready to record it. And this is why one of the sayings that is often adjoined within for people with regards to wisdom is that when you intend to speak, do so with wisdom. Way before you utter, for what you're about to say should be just. And if you cannot find a wise saying to express, then adorn yourself with the beauty of silence, for you will be praised and saved if you must. So, brothers and sisters, we need to draw from the springs of wisdom. Sometimes wisdom is something learnt by being with the wise, and not just sometimes learning from them in terms of a living companionship, but also reading the biographies and the stories about those who were wise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmah." Indeed, there is wisdom in poetry, and the implication is not just any poetry, but the poetry composed by those who were wise. For they put down in their expressions and in their forms of poetry that which they themselves took in their lives, and so they condensed often their own wisdom into these lines or couplets that would go on to become poems. And one of the ways that many a time we see is the of these people whose lives are full of wisdom is that they were learning from their experience. How many a time a person undergoes trials and tribulations, but because he has patience therein, then those very things that were tests and hardships become the means by which later wisdom is facilitated. And these become the means by which these people can then help others in difficulties. And so that's one of the lessons of wisdom. And another thing that we often see of the people of wisdom is that they are people who have a strong purpose as to what is expected of them in their lives and of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they leave that which does not concern them. And this ultimately is from the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Min husna al-islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni," that from the goodness of a person's Islam is leaving that which does not concern them. So brothers and sisters, this is an attribute. Wisdom is something that we should seek to embody in ourselves and our homes and our children's. We should, especially those of us in roles of education, seek to transmit and firstly imbibe it in ourselves, but to transmit wisdom in the manner by which we are teaching, in the manner by which we are doing tarbiyah, or the raising of those in our care. We should not just focus on just giving knowledge in a rote manner, but also to understand the minds and the abilities and the aptitudes of the students that we are teaching. For those of us in the workplaces, wisdom is something that is tasked and required in our interactions and how we go about doing our activities in the workplace. Wisdom is something that's needed in almost every single societal endeavor in life, be it thoughts, actions, words, and deeds. And it's because of the greatness of wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one of the ways that which wisdom is manifest is that people who lead lives of wisdom are people who are grateful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنَشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And we certainly gave Luqman wisdom, and part of that was that he be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of the manifestations of a wise person is the goodly life, a life of gratitude, a life of shukr and gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are grateful, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are always part of the solution, not part of the problem, that He make us of those whose wisdom can not only benefit ourselves, but benefit others in this world, and be ultimately the means by which we draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both this life and the next. I say these words and I seek forgiveness from Allah for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.